Right now, it's crunch time for growers like Rob Steffens. He's got 280 acres of apple trees in West Michigan's fertile Fruit Ridge, northwest of Grand Rapids. Steffens walks through a block of stubby Fuji apple trees. The branches are just full of fruit.
This block here is really going to pick heavy this year. I mean, I don't know if you can see here, Lindsay. There's just gorgeous sized fruit on here.
Steffens palms a Fuji apple nearly the size of a softball. It's not just the size and color he's impressed with, but the taste, too. Michigan apple growers are expected to bring in a potentially record-setting 30 million bushels this year. Michigan is typically only behind Washington and New York State. That has a lot to do with good weather and luck, but it's also because growers have been changing their orchards. Randy Beaudry studies apples after they're harvested at Michigan State University. He says growers have been ripping out older, taller apple trees and replacing them.
So the trees are shorter. They're closer together. We create what are called fruiting walls. This is a relatively recent innovation, but it's part of a long-term trend to reduce the size of apple trees so that they're harvested more easily and more efficiently, so we don't need as much labor.
Steffens says he's got about 800 to 1,000 apple trees per acre. But when his father ran the orchard, there was only about one-third the trees packed in now. With so many new trees, growers on Michigan's Fruit Ridge are producing more apples. Technology is helping process the extra apples faster. Rob Steffens leads the way into a packing plant just a couple of miles away. This is where his apples are sorted, washed, waxed, and packaged. He and six other growers nearby went in on this roughly $7 million packaging plant. It opened this summer. Wooden crates with Steffens stamped on the side tower against one wall. A machine picks up the crates and dumps the apples onto a sort of water conveyor belt. The three-foot-wide river of bobbing apples moves quickly as a machine sorts them.
Really, this is the brains of it. This takes a picture of that apple. I think it's between 25 and 29 times a second. Each apple gets a picture taken of it.
Each apple is sorted by weight and color in a fraction of a second. Bruised or misshapen apples are rejected.
See, and it's kicking out fruit like this. And it's got a little that on it.
Steffens points out a blemish no bigger than a dime on the skin of one of the rejected apples. The high-tech machine means that growers can process and pack way more fruit with the same amount of workers. The day I visit, it was scanning almost 2,000 apples a minute.
I know. It's processing at an astonishing rate.
Again, Michigan State's Randy Beaudry. But he says this new technology is what Michigan apple growers need to compete.
If, for instance, a large box store says, okay, we want fruit that are between 2 1/2 inches and 2 3/4 inches, okay? And they want them 80% red coloration, okay, and they want zero defects, they can get that fruit. And they can do it within a few hours' time.
Beaudry says more and more technology is needed to efficiently move labor-intensive agricultural products like apples to market. Fortunately for us, the end result still tastes like an old-fashioned Michigan apple in October. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.